Our scripture this morning is found in John 11. We read there the story of Mary and Martha, who were worried about their brother, Lazarus, as he had gotten sick and nothing seemed to help. There was nothing more to be done. Lazarus was dying. If only Jesus were here, Jesus could heal him. And so they sent word to Jesus with a runner saying, "Lord, the one you love is sick, very sick." That would bring Jesus, only it didn't. Jesus could have come quickly, but he didn't. He said it wasn't time for him to go, even though he loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And then Jesus stayed where he was for another 2 days. And there isn't any apparently significant reason given why he would have stayed and not gone. It seems that he could have gone right away. Finally, after the 2 days, Jesus said, "It's time. Let's go to Judea again." Bethany, where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived, was close to Jerusalem. And that the disciples were quite distraught at the idea of Jesus returning to Jerusalem, where people were after him because they were unhappy with him. And the disciples protested and said, "That's not going to go well for you. They're trying to kill you there." But Jesus said it was time. Lazarus had died and Jesus wanted to return. Thomas finally said, "Well, let's go then. We might as well die with him." When they finally arrived at Bethany where Lazarus was, they found out that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Mary and Martha were really glad to see Jesus, but they wished he had been there a whole lot sooner because then he could have healed Lazarus. And they weren't really upset with him, and they were grateful that he had come. It was then that Jesus told Martha, "Your brother will rise again." She knows. She says, "I know that he will rise again on that resurrection on the last day." It's a weary knowing. Yeah, I know that in the end we will all rise again. I want him now. He's my brother and I miss him today. And Jesus really calls her back to the present moment and says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. I am with you here and now." Mary and Martha know the truth of this and they really believe, yet they really are grieving the loss of their brother. Jesus was deeply moved by their sorrow and asked to be taken to the tomb. By now there was a pretty good followers of the people that had were following Jesus, were gathered around the tomb with Mary and Martha. The tomb was in a cave with a large stone rolled in front of the door. And Jesus asked them to roll back the stone and expose the entrance to the tomb. Martha protested. She said, "Lord, there's already a stench in there because he's been dead for 4 days. And this is in a hot country where the decomposition would be already taking place." Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And so they did what he said, and they took away the stone. And Jesus called to Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come out." Lazarus was still wrapped in the grave clothes as he walked out of the tomb. And Jesus instructs the people to remove the grave clothes and set him free. Well, such a celebration had never been had in Bethany. Lazarus, who was stinking dead, is now alive. How many times has this happened to us? It's pretty obvious, just as it was to Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and the disciples, that if Jesus had only gone right away, Lazarus would not have died. He didn't have to die, but Jesus didn't go. And every time that happens, it's an opportunity for God to demonstrate his glory. It usually doesn't happen the logical way, nor how we would expect it. Sometimes we don't even recognize the miracle until we're given eyes to see it. The miracle may not be in a life extended. It may not be the miracle that we had hoped so desperately for. Sometimes the miracle is even found in the dying. Or sometimes the miracle is in something or someone peripheral to the situation. But if we look for it, in those times, God is present and God's glory will be manifest. Recently, I became pretty discouraged. The sale of our property here seems to be like it's taking forever. And that means that we've been in limbo waiting and wondering. I constantly get asked the question, have you moved yet? No, we haven't broke ground yet. And it takes a while to build once you break ground. Attendance has declined as people move away or move on, and I've been busy with lots of administrative details, but that's not where the life is. I began to wonder if we would make it. I knew I was really exhausted and tired, and I just needed to get away for a while. So I went to Oregon, I spent time with family, and then I did Ellie and Joe's wedding, and had a week's vacation at the coast at Westport. Before leaving, a friend said, while you're relaxing, see if God brings you a new image. Well, on vacation, I just hung out. It was truly a relaxing time. I didn't go places. I'm a great explorer, but I didn't spend a lot of time exploring because I've been to Westport many times. And I just read and did puzzles and slept and ate good food and had good visits and just did whatever during that time. It was a good downtime. In fact, I did 4 jigsaw puzzles while I was there, which I put together on the dining room table. Number 3 was one that I had found in the house and I had not seen it before. It had been opened. Somebody had put it together before. I got to the end of the puzzle and one piece was missing. And that is always so frustrating for me. The one piece is missing. And they hadn't written it on the box anywhere. At least own up to the reality if the piece is missing. I was really frustrated, but, you know, it is what it is. And I wrote on the box that the piece was missing. Then sometime later, the piece was discovered some 20 feet away in the living room under a chair. How strange that it got way over there. It was not to be expected. But satisfaction as I placed that piece in the puzzle, and it was complete. The next puzzle was a new puzzle, a brand new puzzle. I opened a sealed box. This one was a lot more difficult, and I began to wonder if I would be able to finish it before we had to leave. Early on, there was this elusive piece in the puzzle that I hadn't found anywhere, and I should have been able to see it. But I figured it would eventually show up. They do that, you know, and they don't look like what you expect them to look like. They look quite different, and you know, oh, that was the piece I was looking for. As I got closer to the end, it seemed like there really were not enough pieces. There was no way I was going to be able to finish this puzzle because there weren't enough pieces, and that seemed really odd. But I kept going and put them all in the puzzle until I discovered that the one piece that was elusive was in fact missing. It was not there. I was really frustrated. This was a new puzzle, not one that somebody had done and lost the piece. And I looked everywhere. I searched under the table, all around, all the places it could have gotten kicked to, all over the place to find this missing piece. And I couldn't find it. Frustration gave way to disappointment and then acceptance. I mean, what else is there to do? There, the piece is missing. I even looked online to see how often new puzzles had missing pieces. It happens. I mean, how often, you don't know, but it does happen. I left the puzzle on the table until the next morning when we had to pack up to go. And as we were packing up and getting ready to go, I still hadn't picked up the puzzle and put it back in the box. And there was a high counter. And on that high counter were two puzzle boxes from other puzzles. And on top of the top box, there was a label with the price. And the missing piece was laying carefully placed on that label. There's no way that that misplaced piece could have fallen or jumped up to that place. Pieces fall down to the floor, not up. And I think an angel put it there. It wasn't also not in a place that we would think to look. So I hadn't been looking up. I had been looking down. Was clearly placed, I think, by an angel. Well, immediately I knew I had my image from God. It was just way too unusual. Two puzzles in a row. Two puzzles with one piece missing. And both times I found the piece in a really unusual place when I wasn't looking for it. At an odd time. And then particularly with the second one, it was really as if an angel had placed it there. And like the puzzle, our story here at North Seattle Friends looks like it's not coming together in a timely manner. The pieces are not all in place, and we wonder if we will ever be enough to do this move. And yet my message is that God is doing this. Our job is to simply fit the piece that's in our hand. And then the next piece. And then the next piece. Sometimes we have to turn that piece several times to find the right way that it fits. Sometimes it takes multiple ones of us working together on the puzzle and putting all of our pieces on the table. Really, it's about faithfully doing that which is given to us in the moment. And then when we aren't looking for it, God places the key pieces in place in God's timing. This story of North Seattle Friends isn't finished yet. We are still in progress. But it gives me hope to persist and to remember that God is in it. That God is with us. That God notices. That God sees us where we are today. And that God saw my discouragement, my doubt, my questions, and my exhaustion. And God said, I have the missing pieces. For Mary and Martha, the missing piece was that Jesus didn't show up on time. That Jesus didn't show up before Lazarus died. And yet, God met their need. What is your missing piece? Where are you frustrated that things aren't coming together? And I see this as simply an invitation to ask God to show us how He is demonstrating His glory in whatever isn't working. We tend to wait until the miracle happens and then say, there it is, and be frustrated as I was when I couldn't find the piece of the puzzle. And yet to be on the adventure, God, what are you doing? And to trust, to wait and see, to look for and expect God's miracle to be present, the glory to be evident, to see God at work. To trust that God is in the incompleteness of whatever is going on. And that God is at work, even when it seems like nothing is happening. And then when we do see it, we see the miracle, we celebrate it. We tell people. I'm so glad, Promise, that you told that story, because telling the miracle is so, so important. To be able to share the wonder of how God is at work and what God has done in our lives. We need to bear witness to it. And then to let gratitude well up and spill over with joy that we see God at work. I invite us to tell and retell the story of God's miracle and to celebrate it. God is present among us. God is bringing those missing pieces to our table. And we can trust that we are enough and that God is enough in any situation. Let us listen in open worship as we trust God's presence to work among us, to trust God to show us the missing pieces.